The WBFO Brief Podcast is made possible by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Access to the newest treatments and most sophisticated testing is so important. It matters where you receive your cancer care. Spend one day with Roswell Park. Visit roswellpark.org.
Today's WBFO Brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
Republican Congressman Nick Langworthy is calling Saturday's assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump, quote-unquote, domestic terrorism. The Western New York representative made his comments in the hours after the Pennsylvania rally at which Trump was wounded along with two others, while the alleged shooter and another attendee were killed. Langworthy urged for calmer heads to prevail.
There are two very distinct paths that the candidates for president want to take this country down. It doesn't make each other's supporters any less American. I strongly disagree with many of our Democratic opponents, but violence in our political system cannot stand.
Langworthy also credited the work of Secret Service agents and local law enforcement for their actions in the aftermath of the assassination attempt. Buffalo police are investigating an early Sunday morning incident that left three people wounded at a Fillmore Avenue establishment. Ferry Fillmore officers were called just after 2 a.m. to the Golden Nugget, where two men were struck by gunfire. Another man was stabbed inside the establishment. Police characterize the injuries as non-life-threatening and are asking for the public's help in their investigation. And the State Office of Cannabis Management is recalling hemp products produced by East Sky High, many of which were sold under the brand Sky High. Officials say the products violate state THCA standards and have misleading labels. While the agency hasn't received reports of any adverse effects, the recall services act as immediate orders to dispensaries to cease distribution.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying grifts find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
Two people face multiple charges in connection with a five-month narcotics investigation in Chautauqua County. Sheriff's deputies say they executed a search warrant on a residence in Forestville and recovered crack cocaine, scales, distribution materials, and cash. The charged are 39-year-old Jason Dolce of Forestville and 40-year-old Allison Pulaski of Angola. Deputies were assisted in their investigation by the Jamestown and Dunkirk police departments. And gas prices in the Buffalo area are holding steady. According to the petroleum industry tracker GasBuddy.com, the average price for a gallon of unleaded gasoline in Buffalo is $3.56, which is unchanged over the last week. 2 years ago, the local average price was $4.65 a gallon. The national average is $3.49. That's an increase of 2.5 cents over last week.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review, too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.